I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She plays a cutie who loves the Lord, and he knows what belongs on a charcuterie board. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jessica Chastain and Anthony Porosky now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who can cook with ginger and another who can't. Because that would be cannibalism. My first guest is an actress who reeks of talent, which might explain why people are always trying to take a whiff of her on red carpets. She's starring in the new Tammy Faye Baker biopic, The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which hits theaters tomorrow and is brilliant, and she is brilliant in it. Ladies and gentlemen, Jessica Chastain. Hi, Jessica. Great to see you.
Nice to see
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Major moment for you. And while Jessica's playing an iconic televangelist, my next guest's recipes are good enough to make you have a religious experience. You can find them all in his new cookbook where he looks like a snackety snack. It's called Anthony Let's Do Dinner out now. It's Anthony Porosky. Hi, Anthony. Is there a centerfold in this thing?
I will say there are much less photos than there were in the first book of me.
Right.
I try to keep them more about the food.
I have no issues with many photos of you.
No.
And tonight's guest bartender crushed it on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 11 and All-Stars Season 6. But tonight she is crushing her makeup budget as drag Tammy Faye Baker. Give it up for Scarlet Envy. How did she do, Jessica? Because, I mean, besides the height, which Tammy Faye did not have, she's pretty good. Right?
I mean, the jacket is everything. The sequin plaids and the ear. Yes, the earrings.
Yes, there
Full
you go.
On. It's perfection.
Yeah. Anthony, you recently posted an Instagram caption saying you and a friend kidnapped Katie Maloney Schwartz at BravoCon. What happened?
It's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
So we went to BravoCon. So I think this is like 2 years ago now.
Yes.
And we showed up to the Vanderpump Rules party and snuck our way backstage and got to like meet Lisa Vanderpump and like the entire crew. And then Katie was hanging out there and she was kind of like done doing her thing. And so we literally like took her back to our place with my boyfriend, his sister-in-law, my best friend Rima, and we all like hung out until like 4 or 5 in the morning.
I love it.
Did you drink tequila?
She had tequila. She definitely did.
Tequila, yep. Katie, there you go.
Had to reorder some more the next day.
But. Jessica, I'm so excited about your performance as Tammy Faye. You are so brilliant, and the critics are going absolutely nuts. I had to go back into my personal vault just to show you this gem. There we are in her backyard. That was when I worked at CBS News and I had a ponytail. And by the way, you're performing the Tammy Faye music that you do,
yes.
is your rendition of Jesus Keeps Taking Me Higher and Higher. Iconic. Call the Grammys. Yes.
Disco Jesus. I mean, first of all, anything that's called Disco Jesus is everything I want in my life.
Yes, me too. If the year 2021 was a meal, it would probably be a double-decker turd sandwich. So I'm dying to know what food experts like Anthony are whipping up to get the bad taste of 2021 out of their mouths. Let's find out. Anthony, get ready to be grilled about your culinary do's and don'ts. What's your go-to comfort food when you're sick or just hanging out?
If I'm sick, it's bone broth.
Yes.
With like carrots and like pulled chicken.
Yeah.
And if it's just like hanging out, it's like a vat of mac and cheese baked. With like an herbed breadcrumb crust situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's one recipe that immediately reminds you of your parents or of home?
Oh. Okay, it's very specific, but it's this Polish hunter stew with braised cabbage and sauerkraut, and there's like prunes in it, and you like reduce it down with a bottle of wine. It's called Bigos. It's a hunter stew. It's available in Anthony in the Kitchen, which I know is not what I'm here for today. It's my first book, but the recipe's in there.
What? Where are you from again?
Montreal, but my parents are Polish.
Yes,
I gathered.
What's your favorite spice?
I would say so it's a spice blend, and I put it on my eggs every morning these days. It's za'atar.
Really?
Yeah, I love za'atar on my eggs.
Oh, who knew?
A real za'atar with the hyssop, not the fake stuff with oregano.
She loves za'atar on her eggs. What overdone dish makes you roll your eyes at a dinner party?
Overdone dish? Okay, it's not a dish per se, but it's like a fancy thing that just kind of drives me nuts because it's just visual, like edible gold leaf. Mm. It's like, why? It doesn't add anything.
Right. Oh, he's pissed. What's a bougie food you feel pressured to pretend to like?
A bougie food? I was about to say caviar, but I love caviar and scrambled eggs. It's so good.
And a little za'atar.
And a little za'atar. I wouldn't mix both together. Right. I really don't know. Like, I am a little bougie, so I like nice things. But, like, I also like trashy food, too.
Which of your Queer Eye castmates has the least sophisticated palate?
Oh, Karamo Brown.
Oh, like, what do you think is the most disrespectful food to heat up in an office microwave?
Oh.
I guess, like, it would be a thing that I'm just about to make up. It would be like a tuna casserole topped with kimchi and crispy fish skins.
Wow.
It's not an actual dish. I'm just thinking of, like, all the grossest things possible.
Yeah, that would smell terrible. Yeah. Thank you very much, Anthony. You know, I think one of the things people are marveling at about your portrayal of Tammy Faye is that you really humanize her. You don't play her as a cartoon character. I have to assume that was a huge goal of yours.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I saw the documentary in 2012, and I was so blown away with her compassion and her love and what she did. And I kind of realized, like, why do I only know her from her mascara and, like, the jokes people made of her?
Right.
So I wanted to, like, really show her true story.
And you did. Ryan B. wants to know, Anthony, since you're a Beverly Hills fan, what are you feeling about Erica Jayne this season? Did she know?
Oh, it's been such a ride. I feel like I want to give her credit, but, like, I feel like she had to know something. There must have been some kind of, like, a red flag. I don't believe that there was just, like, complete, like, lack of knowledge of anything going on.
It's interesting because it's very similar to Tammy Faye Baker, right, at the time?
Right.
Because, so I have difficulty with lobbying in the wife of someone who's being tried. Once she's charged with something, then I can say, okay, maybe there's guilt there.
Yes.
But I don't want to speculate on whether or not she's guilty when there's really no evidence to prove that.
Wait, I changed my answer. Now I agree with you. You're so right. Why am I going after her? You're absolutely right.
I mean,
you didn't go after her. Yeah. You just said you thought maybe she knew something.
Yeah. Well, it was just that thing that I read about, like the money going into the
right.
That part.
Jessica Jordan L said, I watched Elizabeth Olsen's Hot Ones interview where she talked about witnessing Naomi Watts getting assaulted by a security guard at a fashion show, and you came in to defend her. What is your recollection of that night?
100% true. It was this huge guy who was manhandling her, and I stood up and was like, get away from her in front of everyone. And then the show started and everyone acted like it didn't happen.
Wow. And are you buddies with her?
After that, we kind of became buddies. Yeah,
I bet.
Because we were both like, what just happened? And then she thanked me for going Zero Dark 30 on him.
I love that. Wow. That's very kind of you. That's your reactionary.
I'm ready for a fight.
You're ready for a fight. Where are you from?
San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Northern California.
Oh, that's so San Francisco. You're so ready for a fight. Anthony. So you have the same boyfriend now that you had BravoCon.
Oh, yeah.
You said your boy. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Things are going swell there.
Very well, yeah.
Any plans of marriage?
Whoa.
What?
I don't know. It's a long-termer.
We've been, the pandemic.
You survived the pandemic.
That's
we survived
a big deal.
The pandemic.
Yes.
We didn't live together before the pandemic, and he flew to Austin to visit me while I was filming Queer Eye, and he was meant to stay for 2 days, but the pandemic hit. So we ended up moving in as a result. We were one of those relationships that really forged.
Right. And
for now, we're raising a dog together.
Okay.
And that's where we're at.
Okay, good.
But I love him very much.
First stop dog, next stop. Baby.
That's right. That's what happened to me. You, and by the way, congratulations on the Emmy win for Queer Eye.
Thank you.
Let's take some questions for our virtual fans. Jessica from Dallas has a question for Jessica Chastain. It's a meeting of the Jessicas. What's your question?
Hey.
Hi. Hey, Andy. So my question is for Jessica. What was your biggest takeaway about Tammy Faye Baker from working with her children? And have you heard anything from Jim Baker while preparing for the movie?
No, I did not hear anything from Jim Baker, nor do I really care to. But I love Jay and I love Tammy Sue, and Tammy Sue sings one of her mom's songs in the credit of our film.
Wow.
She's the voice of an angel. And Jay was at the premiere last night, and so was Steve Peters. He was at the premiere last night. You know the interview that Tammy did with Steve?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, he's alive and well and sings in the LA
That's
Gay Men's
incredible.
Chorus.
It was. I interviewed Andrew Garfield the other day, and he was telling me how involved the kids were, and that was surprising to me. And great.
Yeah,
that they have the ability to step away from this story and kind of see the whole thing.
I think they understood. I mean, I called them and wanted to, I didn't want them to be afraid that I was taking advantage of a situation. I wanted them to understand my intent in looking at Tammy's story.
Got a lot of questions wanting to know what Tammy's Real Housewives tagline might be. I hear you have one.
Yes, I thought of it in the dressing room.
Okay.
Ready for it now?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing bigger than my lashes is my heart.
Oh, yes. That's sweet. Okay. Here's Jordan from West Virginia with a question for Anthony. Plantany.
Hello. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Fabouche. I had to give a shout out from West Virginia. I heard Anthony used to spend time there. He grew up there.
I lived there for 4 years.
Wow.
Okay, my question is, how is Karamo doing after his breakup with his fiance? And have you tried to set up him on any dates yet?
He has been open about this and public, so I can talk about it. He's dating somebody new.
Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah. Wow, missed my chance again. Thanks, virtual fans. As Clubhouse veterans, Jessica and Anthony know that being on this show with another guest is like embarking on a 30-minute marriage where I get to be the third. So before our time runs out, I want to see just how compatible these two are with one, two, agree or disagree. I'm going to pose some romantic questions and count one, two, agree or disagree. You will hold up your signs at the same time to see if your answers match. Here we go. You should never go to bed angry. One, two, agree or disagree. Oh, really? You believe in going to bed angry?
Yes.
Yes.
I need my sleep. Some things cannot be solved quickly.
I love it. Okay. doesn't matter how comfortable you are with your partner, never go number two in front of them. Okay, very good. Having each other's phone passwords is key. One, two, agree or disagree. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Do that. It's possible to have a successful relationship even if you have completely diametrical political views. One, two, agree or disagree. What? You guys are matching up.
Not in today's climate.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
No way.
If you get upgraded, I had this issue and it didn't work out in my favor. If you get upgraded to first class on a plane, it is okay to leave your partner in coach. One, two, agree or disagree. Wow, yeah.
It depends.
See, I took the first class seat.
And but did you ask your partner before you did?
I asked.
It was more of a statement.
Oh my God, it was so bad. Fun trip to Paris.
That's a long flight, too. That's a long flight.
I know. Anyway, it's a bad sign if newlyweds are too tired to consummate on their wedding night. One, two, agree or disagree.
No, weddings are exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, good. There are situations in which it's justifiable to lie to your partner. One, two, agree or disagree. Yes, wow, you two should date.
Have we been doing the same one?
You
guys are matching constantly. That's why we ring a bell after, when the bell rings, that means you matched.
Oh, yeah.
So we're winning.
Yeah,
we're
there
winning.
You go. Thank you, Paul. There is nothing insulting about being asked to sign a prenup. One, two, agree or disagree. Yes, Anthony, does your boyfriend agree with that?
I would think so.
Okay, we'll see. Good. It's disrespectful to your current partner to like an ex's thirst trap on social media, even if you're all friends.
Wait.
One, two, agree or disagree.
Or what did you say?
It is disrespectful to like the thirst trap. Yes, you both agree. You matched.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Again.
Renewing your vows is the kiss of death in a marriage. A marriage. One, two, agree or disagree.
Only because I watch a lot of Housewives.
Yes. Thank you very much. Jessica, Pablo S. wants to know how you got involved in Jay-Z and Beyonce's music video for Family Feud.
Ava DuVernay called me, asked me if I wanted to do it.
You're kidding.
No, that's rad, right?
Wow, and is she a pal?
I mean, sort of. I'd like to say so, but no, I think she's awesome. She just texted me and I was like, I'll be there. Tell me when and where.
Wow.
Probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
I was going to say, that had to be very fun. Anthony, Dora W. said, I can't wait for season 6 of Queer Eye. Without giving too much away, what was the most eye-opening thing that happened in Austin?
I think for me, just honestly, like, we got to help some small businesses that were really affected by, or small business owners that were affected by the pandemic and the crazy storms in Texas and everything. For the first time, I usually cry at the end of the episode when we're leaving the hero, but I actually cried upon meeting this person. Producers didn't, like, set me up for what I was going to do. I don't want to say too much because I always get in trouble for telling things that I shouldn't. But I cried within 5 minutes of meeting this person, and every single person on production, from camera crew, our EPs, grips, PAs, everyone was just like full snot crying.
Wow. Love a good cry.
Yeah.
Jessica, Paloma D is obsessed with you on TikTok. Wants to know, how were you convinced to join and who are some of your favorite accounts to follow?
Oh my gosh. I guess I was convinced to join by some friends of mine. And I just said I wasn't going to do any of the dances. You know, like, the kind of, like, weird. I just can't.
Yeah, I can't either.
No.
So bad. it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Whoops, I forgot to do that. As anyone with a working internet connection knows by now, when Jessica was walking the red carpet for the Scenes from a Marriage premiere, you could smell the tension in the air when her co-star Oscar Isaac did this. Yes. Okay, in honor of that viral sensation, we are counting down our top 5 guesses of what was going through Oscar's mind during that moment. Number 5 is the thing that we've been asking for years. What moisturizer does Jessica use? Number 4 is a spicy one. It's, I love the smell of ginger. Number three would make everyone in Surrey County quite proud. It's, what's that smell? Is it La Dame? Yes. Housewives of Potomac joke. Number two is, we would kill it as Morticia and Gomez in the Addams Family remake.
True.
By the way, if that happens, Daddy deserves a cut. The number one thing Oscar Isaac was probably thinking was, I have to tell Gwyneth about this scent for her next candle. Something tells me that candle would definitely be a three-wick. Another Potomac joke. I want to thank Jessica, Anthony, and Scarlett for being here. We'll see you Sunday night after Potomac and Salt Lake City with Meredith Marks and Candace Dillon-Dotson. Thank you so much. We're going to do a quick after show right now.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Eyes of Tammy Faye is out tomorrow, and it stars Jessica Chastain, and it's brilliant. Anthony's new book is called Anthony, Let's Do Dinner.
I'm speaking to myself.
Yes. I like the arm flex.
I love the arm flex. It's really,
isn't that how all of you eat dinner?
Yeah, it is. I love it. And Scarlett Envy is giving us a little drag Tammy Faye today. You can see Scarlett on season 11 of Drag Race and season 6 of All Stars. So, I mean, I'm such a dope. I've been asking Anthony all these Housewives questions, but I didn't realize you watch so many.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite Kathy Hilton moment?
Obsessed. First of all, I need to buy those candle holders from her dinner party. I was like, they're gorgeous.
Yes.
I loved when she was like in the middle of the night drinking the
Red Bull. The eardrops in the eyes did.
So crazy.
That was the little tray with the chicken salad. Yes. Like, what?
Oh,
she told me at the reunion that she and the husband and Paris and Nikki sit around the living room eating off of trays.
I believe that's how they eat a little rose.
Yeah,
on the TV
that's
tray.
How they eat their meals.
She should make that tray and sell it. I would buy it.
Yes. Anthony Jasper K wants to know how often you box with Leah McSweeney's trainer, Martin Snow.
Love Martin.
Yeah, he was on Bartending last night.
Oh, wow.
And he said he boxes with you.
I love Martin. I haven't seen him in a few weeks, but I go through like aggressive spurts where I'll see him like 3-4 times a week. And then I'm out of town, and then I'm back, and then I'll see him again. But he's a legend.
Mm. Jessica Zara I wants to know how the decision got made to show you walking to the set before the first episode starts of Scenes from a Marriage. And what were you listening to on your headphones before the scene started?
I think it got made. It was a last-minute decision. The director was watching Oscar and I in rehearsals and realized that we've been friends for over 20 years. So he wanted to show the friendship also and us together as like Jessica and Oscar, as opposed to the characters.
Such an unusual choice.
Yeah, I like it. Like the way it ends too, because it's quite sad, but you see us okay at the end.
Right. Oh, wow.
Oh, spoiler.
Anthony, Linda C said, out of all the new Fab Five, did any of you have a moment early in the show's run where the instant fame went to someone's head?
I feel like maybe we all had like a little version of like our own little moment at the beginning, but I do love that we always checked in and we continue to. I mean, Bobby started a group thread called the Fab Five before any of us were casted, which was either some kind of a premonition or like deeply delusional, but it worked out because we all got the job. And so we all really do. It's like a weird boy band syndrome, except we're all like in our 30s.
And having so we been an really EP on the original Fab Five, on the original Queer Eye, I'm sure you all turned into little monsters at some point.
I'm Canadian. I would never.
Yes. Let's go back to the virtual fans. Here's Shannon from Indiana with a question for Jessica. Hey, Shannon.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Jessica, what was the funniest comment that you got from a friend or a coworker about your viral R moment with Oscar Isaacs?
The funniest. I mean, Andrew Garfield texted me and he's like, I hope you don't expect that to happen on the Eyes of Tamara. I was like, listen, I didn't even know what was happening. It was so sexy for everyone except me.
Right.
America's okay. So horny.
Natalie and Vincent from New Jersey have a question for Anthony.
Hi.
Hello.
So I wanted to know, how often are you in touch with your former employer and Queer Eye OG Ted Allen? And what's the best piece of advice he's ever given you?
The best piece of advice? Well, he actually gave me a bit of hell at the beginning because he asked me what one of my first demos were going to be. Yes, I am in touch with him. We text each other and send each other articles and stuff, but I haven't seen him in a while. And I made this really simple, it was like an avocado and a grapefruit salad, but I taught our hero how to supreme grapefruits, which is where you remove all the fiber and you just have the flesh. And he was like, you pretentious little keep it simple. And I've been trying to do that ever since.
Very good. Good advice. I want to thank Jessica and Anthony and Scarlett. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.